All right, we're up to Perek Gimel. Uperek in Mesil Shisharim, Beveir Chelke HaZehiras. Perek Beis, we've learned all about Zehiras, about being watchful and careful about our actions, which is Yisoid Shibisoidus of being an Eved Hashem. And now the Ramchal is going to explain Chelke HaZehiras, different parts of Zehiras, and basically to understand in depth the Pratim, the details, within building a sense of Zehiras in our lives. Hinei haroitza lefakeach al atzmo, someone who wants to be aware of oneself, who wants to be clear and understanding of one's actions and thoughts and deeds. Shtayim hina hashkavos atzrichos lo. There are two outlooks a person has to have. There are two ways that a person has to look into himself and look into our actions. Ha'achas, the first, sheyisbonein mahu atov amiti sheyivchar bo'adam v'ra amiti sheyanus b'menu. First and foremost, we spoke about this a little bit in Perek Beis. We have to understand what is the good, the truthful good, the objective good sheyivchar bo'adam, that a person should choose, v'ra amiti sheyanus b'menu, and the objective truthful bad that we should flee from, that we should run away from. You see, it's interesting, the Ramchal, and every word of the Ramchal, as we said in the Akdama from the Halakha Gra, every word is chosen, every word is important. You have to read this like reading a Rishon. Hatoiv amiti v'ra amiti. Perhaps, what's that word, hamiti? Hatoiv amiti v'ra amiti. Maybe we could explain, based on the understanding I have from my Rebbe Rav Lachman, who explained the beautiful idea to us, that there's a difference between what we call emes v'sheker and toiv v'ra. Emes and sheker is what's truth and false. Toiv v'ra is good and bad. What's the difference? Toiv v'ra is subjective. What is good and what is bad is subjective. It's dependent on the outlook of the particular individual involved. Let me give you a mashal to explain how toiv v'ra is completely subjective. You're in your sukkah. You're in your sukkah. Chol HaMoed, and you're eating a nice suda in the sukkah, and a bee comes into the suda. A bee comes into the sukkah. And maybe you or your friend or your sibling is afraid of bees, very scared, maybe even allergic. And the bee stops on the table right next to you, and it's still for a few moments, and then you take a napkin, and you slam your hand down, and you kill the bee. It's very exciting, it's hard, not so easy to do. You kill the bee. To you and the people in that sukkah, that was an act, that was a maisa that was full of toiv. It was very good, right? Now, to the bee's mother in the hive, that same exact act is very raw, it's very bad, right? It all depends on one's outlook. So it's subjective whether that same act could be toiv v'ra, could be good and bad. Society defines something as morally correct in their eyes. Subjectively, it's not something so wrong. Subjectively, in society, it's not something so wrong for men and women who are not married to Echvesnish, when they see each other, to embrace and to give a kiss on the cheek. To them, that's toiv, that shows a friendship, that shows a connection. To us, that's very raw. To us, that's not something that's okay. So it's subjective in a certain sense. The Torah, mitzvahs, is objective truth. It's objective truth, meaning it's not just toiv v'ra, it's emes v'sheker. It's emes, what's true, what's right, and sheker, what's wrong. Now obviously, if it's emes, it's also toiv, but we don't always see it like that. In my eyes, it might be ra, but it's still emes. For example, I go to sleep very, very, very late on a Matzah Shabbos Kodesh for some reason. To go to Minyan in the morning, to wake up early and go to Minyan, is emes. Now, in some people's eyes, it's raw, right? In some people's eyes, it's not so good, it's not so pleasant, it's not really what I want to be doing, it's emes. Now, obviously, it's also really toiv, but in my mind, in my eyes, at this point in my life, it's raw. So we see there's a difference. Toiv and ra is subjective, emes and sheker is objective. Now, obviously, again, everything is objectively true, it's really good. But this is what the Ramchal is saying, that we have to try to understand, ma la toiv ha'amiti. Not just toiv in my eyes, toiv hamiti, truthful toiv, objective toiv. Shiyibchar bo, that you should choose this and run to it. Shiyibchar adam. Vahara amiti, and the truthful bad, not just subjective bad, but truthful bad, objective bad. Shiyanas memena, you should flee from. That's the first step in the year is, do you want to be careful? Do you want to be watchful? I have to know what is right from wrong. I have to learn halacha. I have to know what the Rabban Shalom want from me objectively. What I should be running after, what I should be fleeing from. Vashniya. And secondly, Alamaisim Asher Oysa. Then we have to think about the actions that I actually do. Liros Imheim Miklal Hatov O Miklal Hara. I have to see and think about what I'm doing. Are they right and wrong? How do my particular actions fit into this cheshbon of ma'a tov amiti and ra amiti? I can know what's right and wrong, and then I have to actualize that knowledge into my actual life. What I'm doing, is it right and wrong? And just because I'm doing it doesn't mean it's right or wrong. I have to weigh that against the objective truth that I've learned. And that's so important, and it's so important throughout life. You know, sometimes in life, we grow up in a particular way, and I have assumptions that something's right, because that's the way I grew up, that's the way my society, my environment taught me was right. But it doesn't mean it's actually right. It doesn't mean it's not, and then I learn what's more appropriate, I learn what's halacha, and I learn that that's not something I should be partaking in. You know, take an example. I grow up an individual, and not that we're judging anybody, and that, but a person grows up in a house, an individual where it's completely appropriate to go mix swimming and to be hanging out on a beach. And I think there's really absolutely nothing wrong with that. So just because I do it, and just because it doesn't mean it's okay, it doesn't mean it's okay. Then I learn later, I learn ma'a tov amiti and ara amiti. And then I have to go back and not just learn it, I have to then actualize that in my life, right? And I have to be zar in my actual life and how I act. Someone was telling me the other day about their spouse. Their spouse who grew up in a not from household and grew up eating out and at non-kosher, you know, restaurants. That's how the spouse grew up. And the spouse was telling about a particular restaurant that was very, 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 very delicious. Very, very delicious. And this person was telling me maybe it was only so delicious because Mayim Ganovim Yimtaku. Mayim Ganovim Yimtaku, meaning maybe it's so delicious to the spouse because, you know, it's like a little rebellious. Mayim Ganovim Yimtaku. I'm excited to eat that food when I know I'm not supposed to be eating it. Right? We always want what we can't have. And it's exciting to get that. As we say in the Mayim Ganovim Yimtaku, stolen water is a little bit sweeter. It's still water, right? Water is water. So I said, no, it's not the case here. You know, it's not the case here. Here, your spouse, when they were growing up, didn't even know that they were doing anything wrong. So Bistama, they really liked the food. It wasn't that it was being rebellious. I said, not like some of your friends that were maybe rebelling and going and eating in non-kosher restaurants. This was someone who grew up thinking it was okay. They didn't know the difference. And then you think that's emes, because that's how you grew up. But that's just subjective toiv. And then you learn ma'a toiv amiti. So you have to then go scrutinize what ma'isim, liros ame maklal toiv maklal ra. Then you have to go back and actualize that information. Learning Torah, learning halacha, growing is not just an intellectual activity and exercise. You have to actualize what we learn and be zoher in a real way. The Ramchal goes on, v'zeh b'shas ma'isa, v'shelo b'shas ma'isa. And it's important to be thought out and be thinking, at the time that we're doing things, v'shelo b'shas ma'isa, when we're not involved in an activity. What does it mean? He explains, let's just read it. B'shas ma'isa, when I'm doing something, shelo yaseh shum ma'isa, we should never do anything. No action should be done, m'bli sheyishko so b'mizneh zoyseh yediyah. Without weighing it out on the scale of this knowledge. Every time I do anything, I think,
Is this what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants from me? Is this atoyda miti or ra miti? I'm about to do something. I really have to think it out. And if I don't know, Baruch Hashem, I have Rebbeim that maybe they have a little more clarity in toyda miti or ra miti. I have people in my life I could go and question, and I call or I text and I ask a shayla to. And that's true, obviously, b'halacha, but it's true even what we call more hashkafa as well to some degree. It's true when I have a shayla in Hilchos Shabbos, I'm a shayla in Hilchos Nida. But it's true in life, my life choices. Is it toiv amiti or ra amiti? And we have to live our lives like this. And everything we do, b'shas ma'isa, I'm about to do something, wait a minute, I have to stop and think, is this toiv amiti? But also, and this is very important, v'shalo b'shas ma'isa. Also, not when I'm in the middle of doing something, let's just read this, sh'yalo l'fano of zichron, klal ma'isav v'yishkol som k'mo kein b'mozne ha'mishkol hazeh liros ma'yish b'am me'hara l'man yidcha oso u'ma'am min ha'toiv l'has me'bo l'schazik po. We have to constantly be doing some self-introspection, perhaps at the end of the day, at the end of a week, and we have to analyze and think back, what did I do that particular day? What did I do that particular week? And I have to think, what did I do, and some of what I did that I realized later, after the fact, I shouldn't have been doing, and then I have to obliterate them from my life, or what I did that was good and I have to run after more often. You know what? Sometimes, because I you think, why do I need that? If I'm thinking through everything that I do at the moment, everything I do, I'm thinking, so what I have to also do, shalom b'shas ma'isa, because the answer is as follows. At the moment that I think things through and I'm about to do something, as much as I think I'm making a completely objective decision, it might be completely subjective. At that moment, the Yetzirah is very strong. The temptation is very strong. The rationalizations are strong. And at the moment of the Maisa, I might convince myself, I'm rationalizing that it's okay. I might rationalize and convince myself it's okay. For example, you know, we took the example of waking up on a morning when I went to sleep late the night before, and I set my alarm, I wake up, and I'm very tired. I could roll over and go back to sleep. I go, and not Baruch Hashem, I'm an Eved Hashem. I'm not going to go to Minyan, but there's also a 9:30 Minyan, and I woke up for 8 o'clock Minyan so that I could learn for an hour also. But then I start rationalizing with myself, and I convince myself, but if I wake up now, I'm not going to daven the Kavanah, I'm going to be too tired. But and then later, so at the moment I make that decision, thinking it's emes. So I thought it out, but later then I think back and realize, wait, come on, that was complete rationalization. Later, if I think about it later, I realize later, please, it was taiva, it was temptation, it was the Yetzirah got the best of me. I didn't make the right decision. Sometimes, Baruch Hashem, I'll think back and realize I made the right decision. I'll strengthen it for the future. We have to be constantly b'cheshbon ha'nefesh. Constantly at introspection in order to be Zahir. To be Zahir means I'm thought out. To be careful and watch me, I'm thought out. And that, as we see, it's the first Avodah, the first Midah that Ramchal discusses. It's Yisoyit Shibisoyit of Avodah Zasham. And Bizar B'Shas Ma'isa, Bizar Shlo B'Shas Ma'isa. And Bizar of our Toiv that we do, Bizar is the Ra that we do. Whatever it is, both. As he continues, V'im Yimsabem Min Ara. Let's say you find something you're doing that's not good. You realize that you're involved in an activity that's not good. Sometimes we make a decision looking back. It's not a good decision. I have to think about that below Shas Ma'isa. Shalom B'Shas Ma'isa. You feel something that you made a decision that's not so good. Then you have to understand and do a chakira, do an analyzation. In his mind, then you have to think about what mechanism, what medium you're going to use to remove that bad and to purify yourself from it. Nishpashit, not so easy. Just to say, once you find the bad, just to say, okay, I'm going to stop. We've all said we're going to stop. Different avodas in life, different things in life, it just doesn't happen. So at that moment, and specifically, I think he's still talking, as we see. That's where Ramchal's going. But Shalom B'Shas Ma'isa is much easier to come up with a plan, a game plan. B'Shas Ma'isa, it's very hard. B'Shas Ma'isa, you make the decision. Hopefully, at least we're thought out. But at that time, whatever decision we're going to make, hopefully it's going to be an objective, truthful decision, and our Yetzirah Toiv gets the best of us. And if not, the Yetzirah gets the best of us, but there's no... Zeu. We move on. B'shelo b'shas ma'isa, I could really analyze without that defense mechanism, without the Yetzer Hara there, without the taiva, without the temptation, and then I could come up. And then when I find something that's bad, at that moment I could come up with a game plan. At that moment I go with a game plan. I was talking yesterday to somebody, a Talmud, he's dating, and he's having a hard time when it comes to halachos of negiyah. He's having a very hard time. And I said to him, if you're only going to battle it in the moment, you have no chance. If it's only b'shas ma'isa, the yitzhar is raging, full of an ish, that's mamish, it's so hard. It gets, and then you start to rationalize, just this time, and it's somebody that I truly love, and it's somebody I'm going to end up with. And all different rationalizations, and I know it's a little bit bad, but if I hold back, I might end up doing worse, whatever, you come up with all different types of rationalizations, and even that rationalization, sometimes just the Yetzirah just wins out without a rationalization. The type of, I can't battle, too, I'll be good in every other way. We're all, Ein Tzadik Bar Shlo Yachta, that's also rationalization, you know? I'm good, I'm a Ben Torah in every other way. In every other way. One thing, one little thing, okay, what can I do? B'shas Ma'isa is very hard, but B'shalo B'shas Ma'isa, you go back and you look back and you say, no, I could have been stronger, and it's all rationalization, it's all taiva. And then at that moment is when what? When you realize B'shalo B'shas Ma'isa, when the Yetzer Hara is not so strong, when it's not raging, then that's the moment when you have to come up with a game plan. That's when I have to think out, what am I going to do the next time? How am I going to make sure, first of all, that my hilchus is starting even steps further, the gedarim, that the yichud is much stronger, not just halachic yichud, but above and beyond, chumras upon chumras when it comes to yichud, because if I stay farther away, I'll never get to that point. And you know, whatever it might be, all different, that we're always with other people, and not to be together late at night, and all different, now's not the time to go through all the gedarim that one can take, but we have to set up the gedarim. And that's, if we ever want to really work on something, it's not enough, vada b'shas ma'isa, we're supposed to be thought out. But b'shalo b'shas ma'isa, that's when we really can think out a game plan. That's when yizboinim v'yachker b'sichlo. That's when we really have to be thought out and come up with a game plan. And we have to, by the way, it's very important. Very, very important. It's not enough. Again, B'shas Ma'isa, we should always be thought out. But we have to set up time. We should have, I think just to give an Eitzah, it should be that each and every one of us should have set time where we do cheshbon ha-nefesh shelo b'shas ma'isa. Meaning, again, to say this, and it's very understandable, and it makes sense, misvara, but how many of us actually do it? Yeah, vada, I do it. You know when I do it? In Elul. I do it on Rosh Hashanah. I do it on Yom Kippur. I think about myself all year long. I just go through motions. I just do. Vada, at times I think about what I'm about to do, whether it's good or bad, b'shas ma'isa. But we need time in our life, shelo b'shas ma'isa. Whether it's nightly, that would be a halavai, that should be the best, if it's mamish every single night, even for 5 minutes, I think about that day, what I've done, what I did good, what I could do better, we analyze and think about game planning, or at least lemaisa, every other day, once a week, at least, can't, more than that, you don't remember in the right way to really analyze, at least once a week, to set aside time, there should be time in our life for zihirus of cheshbon ha-nefesh shelo b'shas ma'isa. Every single one of us should have that time. And if we have that time, we'll set up the proper tachbulos to find tahara and to have zahirus, to be watchful and clear, to live a life like we all want to as an Eved Hashem and as a Ben Torah. I wish you have a wonderful, beautiful week. We'll continue from here. Mirtz Hashem next week.